I am Daniel Ehrenhaft, author of The Afterlife, Drawing a Blank, and 10 Things to Do Before I Die.
What made you, like, write this book?
That's a very good question. It's very hard to answer. I was going through a rough period after September 11th, and these three characters formed in my mind. Will, first, who wrote this application essay, and his half-siblings, two twins, who are also who also have serious issues that they need to work out. And I it was a period where I felt like so many people were trying to come together, but they were so disconnected, and that basically sort of formed the theme of the novel, about how people who are disconnected but connected through very strange ways try to come together.
You probably have no control over the design of the cover, but what do you think, what connects it to the cover? Because the main character, I think it's a boy,
mm-hmm.
and there are, like, toenails that are painted,
yeah.
So...
You know, that's a great... Well, one of the characters is his half-sister, Liz, and actually the majority of the book centers around a trip that they take... driving back from their father's funeral from, I'm spoiling a little of the book, but not too much, from Florida to New York. So they wanted to, the cover design people wanted to capture the road trip element, and I was thrilled. I'm most thrilled with that cover. That's the best, but there wasn't really any argument because that book was illustrated. But as far as the publisher having control over a cover, I'm really, really, really pleased with this. I think it's...
Great.
Oh, thank you. Thanks very much. Yeah. I've been really unhappy with most of my covers in my career as a writer. So if you all are aspiring writers, don't be upset if your first novels come out and the covers are terrible, because it happens.
Mm-hmm. Do you consider it more of a boy's novel or a girl's novel or both?
That's a very good question, too. Generally, I just write what I feel, but I think the majority of my readers are female. But the protagonist of this novel is a boy. There's a protagonist and there are two ancillary protagonists, and there are two boys and one girl. So I guess this is more of a boy novel, and that certainly, Drawing a Blank, is definitely more of a boy novel. But I don't know. Yeah, my boy novels are always sort of girlish. So, mm-hmm.
How do you know when you're writing that you might, like, be writing too fast? Like, if somebody reads it, they might seem like the story is moving too fast.
That's a very good question too. I always read over what I've written and I try to edit as I write. But having an editor really helps you with that, and also sharing your writing with other people. I don't know if you guys are writers, but if you are, I always recommend sharing your writing with other people, because I find that's really helpful, and a lot of times people can point out deficiencies if you're writing too fast, or if you're not explaining enough, or if you're explaining too much, all sorts of things, so.
Well, how many people read this book before it came out this way?
A lot of people, actually. And I thanked several of them in the acknowledgments, but yeah, this is definitely, because this book, took me really 3.5 years to write, which is longer than, and I wrote several books in the interim, including this book, and it was really a labor of love, and two of my publishers actually passed on this book because they said, you've lost your mind. They're all aware we're going to publish this, but mostly because the content was a little sophisticated for them, a little too racy, a little too heavy, and I generally tend to write sort of more funny, comical kinds of novels, and so I kept showing it to people and showing it to people, especially after my publishers passed, and I got lots and lots and lots and lots of feedback, and which is why I feel so happy about it, because I think it turned out the best because so many people had a chance to point out what was wrong with it before it got published.
What's your favorite character in your story?
That's tough. You love all your characters. Are you a writer? Do you write?
Yeah, I like to write.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have to love all your characters, I think, no matter how flawed or you have to love even your villains. You have to relate to them in some way. So I love all of them in this book, and a lot of them are really, really messed up. So, so.
I know. I think that you read a lot of other people's books too, and I'm wondering, like, what kind of format do you like the books in? Because a lot of books they have in poem form, where all the paragraphs or chapters are written in like poem form. Like they're all, the words are all over the place. Mm-hmm. For instance, burned and broken, I think. Mm-hmm. And all the other stuff.
Yeah. It just depends on what the reader's taste is. I mean, I tend not to read the books that are written in poetry form, although I really admire it, and I think it takes a skill that I don't have. I think it takes a certain kind of skill that's amazing and beautiful, and it's just growing up, I read a lot of writers who wrote in prose form, and I didn't read a lot of poetry, so I think that's what I sort of gravitate towards. But you can learn a lot from that too. I always recommend reading what you don't, especially if you have writer's block and you're a writer, reading what you don't generally gravitate towards.
Okay, would you want one of your books to be a movie, and which book do you want?
That's a great question too. So many good questions. I'd love all of them to be made into movies, from just a purely, you know, selfish financial reason. But there's no book in particular that I'd like to make into a movie more than another. And it's really something that an author has very, very little control over. J.K. Rowling being the exception, but because Harry Potter is what it is, she has a lot of control over her films. But generally, I have a few books that have been optioned, and what that means is that a film production company or a director or just somebody who's interested in making a movie pays you a certain amount of money to own the rights to make the movie for a certain amount of time. And which is nice because it requires no work on your part. They just write you a check and say, I want to do this. Then it's up to them to get the movie made. And somebody will write a script based on your novel. And a lot of times they veer from your original intention. And I know a lot of authors who have been very unhappy with the films that have been made from their books. But... one of them is calling right now, actually. it's funny. It's something I know a lot of writers, and it's something that you always hope for, but it's a mixed blessing when you have a book made into a film. So hopefully a mixed blessing that will happen to me someday.
If you weren't an author, what would you do instead?
I would try to be a musician. I'm a semi professional musician, but I score films and TV shows, but pilots and things. But yeah, so if I wasn't an author, I'd be a musician. But being an author somehow is more lucrative, at least for me. So. Or I'd just be a full-time reader, because that's what I like to do the most.
Are you married to the whole starving thing?
Yes.
I like to starve.
Exactly.
You said that you read frequently, so what are some of the books that you have really loved?
That's a good question, and I always get asked that. I love to read new authors. I love to read young adult authors. I don't know if you guys are familiar with David Levithan, for instance. He's one of my favorite authors. He's a very experimental author. He wrote a novel and poetry. His book Wide Awake now is one of the best books I've read in a really, really long time. And it's about the very first gay Jewish president. But it's a young adult book, and I highly recommend it. But as far as being inspired, when I was actually, when I was a high school student or a middle school student, I read a lot of Kurt Vonnegut. I don't know if you guys have ever read any Kurt Vonnegut.
Yeah, Jailbird. I've read Jailbird by Kurt Vonnegut. It was a good book, really interesting, but I've read better, I gotta say.
Yeah, Jailbird is not my favorite of his. Cat's Cradle and Mother Night are my two favorite of his, and Slaughterhouse-Five is a really good one too. He's my favorite, and Philip Roth is one of my favorite, and I have to admit, Judy Blume is one of my favorite authors.
I read a story by Kurt Vonnegut called Harrison Bergeron.
I read it for my global literature class.
I've never read that one.
No. It's very short. It's like a page long. It's about like everyone being equal. It's in the future. It's like in 2081 or something like that. And like if let's say you're beautiful, you have like Harrison Bergeron. He's very handsome, so he has to keep his eyebrows shaved off, wear a clown nose, and something like that. And like his father's very smart and very strong, so his father has to wear like weighted bags all over him. So and whenever he thinks about something like complex, he gets a noise in his ear, and his mother doesn't wear anything because she's like really dumb and not that smart. Yeah, she's like average. Yeah, the average person's like low intelligence, not that strong, not that pretty. And like they were watching a ballet dance, and the ballet dancers had to wear weights on them so they couldn't dance well because yeah, it's like how the average person dances.
Wow, that
sounds amazing. It's just a page long.
there's a series. Scott Westerfeld, have you guys ever read anything by him? He's working on this series of book called The Uglies, explores same sort of thematic idea about how beauty is sort of deified in the future and how people deal with that. And but it's I don't want to spoil it for you, but it's worth reading. Good book.